Welcome to The Lecturer's Guide to Cathedral Building, Part 4, Eternity. Following on from the first three parts, where we're just looking at basic concepts before we get into the practical stuff, this time I'd like to talk about the concept of eternity. Starting with this thought, that it is easier to imagine a world without end than it is to imagine a world without beginning. That's to say that when we consider eternity, we think of it as something from now, forevermore. Eternity is something which is forward-looking, not retrospective. All theories of the universe, of creation, have a starting point, whether that be the scientific Big Bang, or the creationist theory of God, or some other deity creating the world and the universe as it is, as a starting point. So, why is that? Well, that links to us as being salient, conscious beings. We did not exist, now we do exist. And now that we do exist, it's hard to imagine us not existing. We accept the fact that things happened before we arrived, but we like to believe that we will continue in one form or another forevermore. Now, how on earth does this link to education? Well, here's how I like to think about it. Education has become driven by outcomes, targets, goals, endpoints. So education seems to have a finite point, something to achieve, at which point you have demonstrated the fact that you have learnt, as if somehow to think that the task is over. And I like to believe that the task is never over. That once we start the process of learning, once we start the process of education, and recognise how it can be life-changing, transforming, change our perspective of the world around us, we can develop a hunger and a passion for learning that actually can live with us for the rest of our lives and beyond, if that's what we believe in. So to try and cram the concept of learning into a target or an outcome, I think is slightly missing the point. We should really be considering that learning is something which is lifelong, it is eternal, it continues forevermore. And what we should be focusing on is that starting point and thinking about how we set the journey, how we start the journey and start people off and actually engage with them in the first instance and put some good habits and practices in at the very beginning of their learning that will allow them to grow and continue to learn beyond any set target. Let's not put ceilings on learning. Let's not put limits on outcomes. Let's not restrict what we believe our students are capable of achieving. So it is convenient that we have outcomes, but learning isn't really about outcomes. It's actually about a process that continues beyond any qualification that you achieve. Now, we do need milestones, we do need points at which we can kind of reflect. We have those reflective periods, that's quite right. But the language which governs education at the moment is all about finishing points, not about starting points. So let's just reflect on that for a little bit longer. Okay, and think about how we can engage with our learners when we first encounter them to start them on the journey properly, to actually begin a process by which they will be happy to learn and continue to learn and grow and develop as individuals forevermore. I'm not saying we all need to go and start teaching in primary schools. I'm saying that whatever point we encounter them, that's our starting point with them. And when we start with them, when we get hold of them and have the opportunity to influence and shape and engage with them, then what we shouldn't be doing is fixing any finishing point for that. Just starting them out properly in the right direction. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you again soon.